With the latest from the Sunshine Newsroom, I'm Roisin Tracy. Good afternoon. The Justice Minister says it would be almost impossible to draft a more restrictive law on abortion than what's currently before the Dáil. Alan Shatter's comments come as four Fine Gael TDs have declared they'll vote against the bill, with more demanding substantive changes at committee stage. Earlier, Junior Minister Lucinda Creighton declared she would vote with her conscience and criticised what she called the groupthink being demanded of TDs. And her mention of the single baby policy of China in addressing this legislation drew this response from Minister Shatter.
I regard it as extraordinary that anyone could suggest any relationship between the single baby policy in China or indeed intentional gender-based abortions and this bill. It's also not only unfortunate but alarmist and inaccurate to relate this restrictive measure to the creation of designer babies or the termination of a pregnancy where the prognosis gives rise to the possibility of a child suffering intellectual disability.
Meanwhile, the pro-life campaign is welcoming Lucinda Creighton's comments. They've just published a new poll which shows that 60% of people don't support allowing abortion on suicide grounds. The Amoric poll of 1,000 people also shows that 70% of them think there should be a free vote in the Dáil. Spokesperson Caroline Simmons says the European Affairs Minister's comments show courage.
I welcome it. I think that it's a very good thing for us to see that politicians of conviction exist and politicians with courage, because it does take courage to go against a party whip in these circumstances, and I think it's very regrettable that the Taoiseach has not allowed a free vote.
The Finance Minister is warning there will be tough sanctions imposed on people who don't cooperate.